What is up, guys? It is Stu. This is another episode of the What the Fuck Gym Talk podcast. We're going to talk about what I believe a lack of creativity and the inability to reimagine something like CrossFit or MMA or yoga or insert whatever methodology you are selling in an in-person service or even an online coaching service type scenario. How that is probably to blame, probably one of the many reasons, but one of the stronger ones, and I think it's the stronger one because it's harder to solve, but why I think it's to blame for the lack of success that a lot of you are encountering. So I got this DM, and I didn't ask permission to do this. I just went with it, right? So this individual, I appreciate you sending me the DM. I'm sure you're going to listen to this. I think you're going to listen to this. Thanks for inspiring the podcast. So this is the question for those of you not watching on video. Stu, I've got a somewhat hypothetical question for you. Is CrossFit just inherently the fuck you, we're better than you, and way more hardcore than you version of fitness? I'm starting to wonder if doing anything other than that version of CrossFit makes sense with the brand. And my response, I sent some audio messages over, and then I sent my second 60-second audio message. I'm like, fuck it, it's podcast time. So here are my thoughts. And obviously his question was specifically about CrossFit, but this would apply to anyone who has a UBF, Unique Belief in Fitness, of any degree. Rock climbing, cycling, MMA, CrossFit, boot camp, HIIT, your own version of HIIT, whatever the fuck it is. Okay. The CrossFit gyms, I apologize, you're going to hear my dog snoring in the background. The CrossFit gyms that are struggling with this brand identity and maybe frustration and looking out at the market, and they're like, hey, if you're CrossFit, just be hardcore fitness? Should CrossFit just be that hardcore fitness thing? Should there be CrossFits that have a less hardcore thing or a more GPP thing, a less competitive thing? And here's my response to that audio message. We have to realize that I think a lot of the lack of unique models out there that are constantly varied functional fitness at high intensity, which is the operational definition of CrossFit, that a lot of those models, the ownership behind those models got very lazy, got very comfortable, and believed they did not need to reimagine or do anything else. For example, somebody opens a CrossFit gym as they were a customer or a coach, or they had found this unique fitness methodology. They did it. They're like, I love this. I see other people love this. I think this is what the fitness industry is missing. And you can't really say that now because it's everywhere, but there's nothing in fitness that isn't constantly varied functional movements at high intensity at this stage right now. Everything is some version of that, thanks to CrossFit. And they just open up a CrossFit gym and they just do it like they did it, right? Like how they learned it, how they experienced it, that's what it is. I could, and I it'd be a very strong bet, I would make money on this. I could lay money down and walk in any CrossFit gym, and odds are I could guess the play-by-play of the class. All right, there's a group of customers just kind of casually organizing somewhere in and around a board, a whiteboard, a dry erase whiteboard that may or may not be attached to a wall. And there's a lot of things written on that board, and one of them is the WOD or the workout of the day, and it looks like, you know, some kind of warm-up, some kind of strength or skill, some kind of metcon or some variation of all of that. There's segments to it, whatever. And a coach gets in front of that whiteboard and he has a monologue for 5 or more minutes, hopefully not more, but has a little monologue about what the workout is and what you're going to be looking to do and how you should do it best and dose response. And then they get into the workout and they do the workout and the next class comes in. Like, right? Like that's it, right? Now, that flow, generically, you could go ahead and be like, well, every gym does that. I'm like, yeah, you know, you go to Barry's, you walk in the door, there's none of that. You literally get right on a treadmill and start running. And you just start warming up, walk, jog, or run until class starts. And there's mirrors all around so you can see everything that's going on. And while everyone's doing a warm-up, the coach is going over the movements. Turn around, watch the coach, do the whole thing. So, like, there are different ways to imagine it. Even look at Metabolic. Metabolic has a board, these like sheet metal, silver like boards, and they review the workout. They do a warm up. So I understand, like, yes, there is a general template here. And for me to say, like, I could walk in any CrossFit gym and see that and guess that, I'm not making the strongest statement. But what I'm meaning to say is there are brands that have reimagined this, the Alchemies of the world, Base Camps, Urban Movements. I mean, even, you know, How Metabolic reimagined the type of workout, Orange Theory reimagined this. I'm not saying the reimagination is better or worse. It's just different. I'm not here to debate what's better or worse. But to this question, should these CrossFit gyms just go to the hardcore thing? I think that's one of the, I think you can, and that's fine. I still think there's a different way to reimagine the experience. I believe that what a lot of CrossFit gym owners have done is they've gotten very lazy. They're like, oh, I already got the methodology. I didn't even have to work for it. Someone else came up with it. I fell in love with it. Now I'm going to provide it. And I'm going to provide it pretty much exactly how I had it provided to me. And I'm not saying that your experience was poor, but what I am saying is that what it does is it creates this very similar looking thing across all these CrossFit licenses, yet they are all inherently different in other things, like quality or, you know, density or the types of workouts or whatever. There's some variation there, but they all generally look the same way. So to go back to this guy's question, and this is the one part here that I really want to make sure gets kind of hammered home. Where the fuck is my mouse? All right, we'll get back to the podcast in just a second, but I just want to remind you, the Gym Real Estate Company is open for business nationwide. If you are a gym owner looking to lease or purchase commercial real estate in the United States, we're the only firm that specializes in not only finding you where to go, but then helping you on how to grow. We'll provide site suitability analysis, operational capacity to make sure the floor plan and the facility is laid out properly to maximize your revenue per square foot, and we'll even create 36-month pro formas so you can show a landlord or a lender how you're going to be successful in this location. Go to www.gymrealestate.co and let us know what your commercial real estate project is. We'd love to work with you on it. Back to the podcast. Come on, mouse. There we go. All right. I'm starting to wonder if doing anything other than that version of it makes sense with the brand. And I'm here to tell you that, yes, that's actually the thing, in my opinion, that only makes sense with the brand is for you to reimagine how it should be delivered. Because if you were on board with me that there are thousands of these CrossFit gyms all delivering it in an exact same way, or you're a yoga studio and it's all being done the exact same way, maybe with a minor degree of difference here or there, then your opportunity in the market to stand apart only exists. Remember, people are thinking CrossFit as a brand. And I'm here to say that a brand is just a person's gut instinct about a product, another person, an organization, a company, whatever. Someone's gut instinct. So yes, everything has a brand, aka reputation. Let's take the word brand out of there. I'm starting to wonder if doing anything other than the hardcore version of CrossFit makes sense for CrossFit's reputation. And once you put reputation in there, instantly you have more ownership on it. Brand seems like, oh, I can't control the CrossFit brand. Yes, you pay. CrossFit's just the recipe. Your name is on the door. Pizza. Again, I use this analogy all the time. I'm sick of using it. Pizza is done a million different ways by a million different companies who all brand their own unique style of doing that pizza, right? You know, oven, flash fried, fucking thick dish, like deep dish Chicago, thin crust, cauliflower crust, cheese stuffed crust pizza, like Papa John's or something does that. You know what I mean? Everyone reimagines something different. I mean, look at in any market where the product or service gets commoditized, you have to start reimagining. And I believe this lack of imagination and creativity is common amongst a lot of gym owners. Now, here's what I want to do next. I want to show you the rest of this conversation because I sent the audio message over and he had some really good other questions in here that I want to dig in on. All right. So here he says, I guess I'm saying that if you are going to call it CrossFit, you might as well have it be the hardcore version. This doesn't mean that it needs to be retardedly hard. I'm a big fan of the fact that there are still people out there to use retarded other than me. It was in the old days, but you got to say it with the Boston accent, retarded. This doesn't mean that it needs to be retardedly hard the way it was in the old days with multiple 100 rep pull-up workouts in a week. As soon as you reimagine it, it needs to be called something else. I would argue against that. Remember, CrossFit is just the recipe. It is the pizza. It is circular dough, sauce of some color, cheese of some type and other things, right? CrossFit is just constantly varied, whatever that means to you, functional movements, however you define that, whichever movements you like, done at high intensity relative to whatever. It's just a very generic recipe this way. That's why I believe CrossFit's more like a genre than it is a brand. And all these gyms are like, oh, my brand's ruined because CrossFit Inc. is doing this. No, no, like, that's CrossFit. It's just like, it's like if people are like, oh, I went to one shitty pizza or I had 20 shitty pizzas. Pizza sucks. No, you went to 20 shitty restaurants. In here, don't read the second message yet. Don't jump ahead of me here, kids. But if we're looking ahead and you're, I'm going to go ahead and make this even harder so you guys can't, because I know most of you fuckers are, and it's ruining my flow. All right. So with this whole thing, if we're looking at this and we're saying, okay, as soon as you reimagine it, it needs to be called something else. Great. I mean, that it, you can call it something else. Look at what Alchemy 365 did with what they've done with yoga and constantly varied functional movements at high intensity. Look what I did with tempo training and urban movement. You know, go ahead and look at what Metabolic's done with the interval training stuff. Go ahead and look at what other brands like Tone House up in New York. Go look what they did. Go back and look at what Box and Flow did, RIP, back in the day in New York City. There's a lot of brands that have re-envisioned. Go look at what Core 4 is doing down in Charleston, South Carolina. A lot of brands have re-envisioned how this is delivered. Do they call it CrossFit? No, none of those brands do. But what I see here, what he's asking is, like, it needs to be called something else. I think it helps from an actual branding perspective when you are selling CrossFit and then you reimagine a way to deliver it. That's the thing that's going to separate you. So I think by default, calling it something else helps. But it's, you know, to finish this statement here, it seems like part of the reason CrossFit is struggling. And again, this is where I'm like, who's CrossFit? Wait, who are you talking about? Are you talking about CrossFit gyms? Are you talking about a particular CrossFit gym? Are you talking about CrossFit HQ? Is this like CrossFit, the universe of CrossFit? Is this like what? When people say like one of the reasons I think pizza is really struggling is because there's a dog shit pizzeria down on Fifth Street. No, pizza's doing just fine. There are plenty of instances of pizza that suck ass, and there's incredible, like, orgasmic level pizzas. Seems like part of the reason CrossFit is struggling is they've gone away from that to make it more palatable for the masses. And now the zealots have lost the taste. So again, this is an individual who sounds like they're upset with like more of the GPP, general physical population, that they might see in some of CrossFit's advertising, less of an emphasis on the games. And again, this sounds like someone who is observing. It could be, I'm not making statements for this individual, but this sounds like the sentiment of people that are, you know, CrossFitters that exist out there that don't like the new direction and the aim of who they're looking to help. And you could be, again, it's just an opinion. It's not right or wrong as far as that goes. But to believe that if you're a CrossFit license, you need to now adopt this very, you, no, listen, all CrossFits just fucking stay hardcore because they want to protect what it was back in the day. And remember, CrossFit was only hardcore back in the day because it was radically different. If you take those same images, jack dudes and girls working out in high intense workouts, again, go look at Tone House. Go look at any Tone House fucking commercial or Instagram reel. Go look at any, go look at what Core 4 is doing. They're entering, like, everything looks badass. Everything looks fun. Like, you would have taken any of these brands, and instead of Greg Glassman, you know, being the one to pioneer it on the internet, one of them pioneered the vision. I'm not talking about the framework of what CrossFit is and all the science articles and the journals and all that stuff that he did. But I'm talking about just like threw that stuff up on the internet, people fucking flipping tires and then pushing a sled down and back and then running fucking 1 kilometer and then fucking, you know, doing 200 meter burpee broad jump a la High Rocks and, like, you know, all that shit. You know, obstacle course racing, if that would have been the first thing to hit the airwaves instead of CrossFit, it was people fucking climbing up over these fucking, you know, borders and, you know, running through the mud and getting electrocuted. All of that would have just looked, oh my God. CrossFit was just hardcore because it looked so much different than walk into a Globo gym, do your resistance training on a machine, and then do 30 minutes of cardio before you leave. That's why, like, it looks so much hardcore in comparison. Now, it doesn't look all that much more different. Now, CrossFit, the sport, looks more hardcore than everything else because at the sport level, it should. But what's being done in the average gym? pushing barbells up and, you know, whatever. Maybe there's muscle ups and a handstand kipping fuck off push ups and all that silly shit. It all doesn't look too crazy anymore. It's just in comparison to in the beginning. And again, there's some people who don't like to evolve. And I just, the sign to me of the weakest person is someone who refuses, and I'm not saying this individual's weak. The sign to me of a weak person is someone who resists change, because the only thing that's guaranteed in the world is change. And if you resist it by nature, it just shows that you have this emotional immaturity to realize it won't always be the way it is. Not the way you look, you're going to get older and look worse. Not the way you think, it should evolve or change or grow or adjust in different ways. Nothing about life stays the same. Nothing. Everything has iterations and versions. And it's sentiments like this that I know a lot of CrossFit gyms have that I truly feel is one of the reasons a lot of them are struggling. Because they're refusing to accept the fact that, hey, I'm in control of how I deliver this ingredient, constantly varied functional movements at high intensity, and I don't need to worry about what anybody else does. Now, if you're running with that branding of CrossFit and you're concerned people think a certain thing, you can change that. You remember, it's only 300 to 500 people in your town need to give a fuck about you and know what it is you do. And if you can reimagine how to deliver it in over enough, a long enough time, and it can be a shorter time or longer, depending on how good you are with your branding and marketing and storytelling, you can reshape that narrative in a fucking heartbeat. In a goddamn fucking heartbeat, you can reshape that narrative. So it was like, oh, I'm stuck with this narrative because other gyms. No, you lack imagination and creativity. And that lack of imagination and creativity is going to fuck you. It's going to. And then if you won't accept responsibility there, well, because that's generally where it goes. It's like, well, it's too hard to think of something new, Sue. Yeah, I fucking get it. I know. That's kind of part of being an entrepreneur. Shit's tough. Then they turn and look back and like, why is it just the way it was? Why can't CrossFit gyms just stay hardcore? If you're going to be something different, more of this pansy pussy ass fucking thing, call yourself something different so we can retain that. And it's just this, it's this crazy view. So let's go and let's expand here and just the last piece that he sent over. And again, I really appreciate any of you guys who ever sent me shit like this. This was a quote he gave me. I know your deeds. That you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. He said, I am in no way religious, but I always think about this verse when thinking about branding. I'm assuming this comes from the Bible. You know, this is where, hey, draw a line in the sand and be one thing or another. I agree with that. I think if you ride the middle, you're bound to be forgotten, overlooked. You are not special or unique. Because as human beings, we only take notice of things that stand out, right? Drive around a residential neighborhood and nothing, you know, nothing really stands up until you see a house. It's like, holy fuck, look at that one. So maybe it's just an old school neighborhood and all of a sudden someone came in and dropped $3 million on fucking something that looks like it'd be found in LA. Modern architectural design. You're like, damn, look at that. It stood out, right? You walk around a public place and you see people and then you see, you know, something you can't identify, a purple mohawked potential transgender wearing yellow army boots and a t-shirt that says, I love Jesus a dick. I'm literally just making this up, right? That would stand out to you, right? You'd be like, holy fuck, what is that? What am I looking at? Like that would, again, it's, you know, Seth Godin's purple cow. If you want to stand out, you have to choose one side or the other and really lean in and storytell. It doesn't mean you have to be hardcore. You just need to storytell that you were on one side of this thing. And to everyone that's listening to this, and we're trying to get like, where's this rambling going? Here's where the rambling is going. The rambling is going to the fact that if you feel like all the yoga studios in my town are all just this kind of yoga and it's fucking up what yoga is and nobody wants to do yoga anymore because they think it's just this, then reimagine the entire thing. Break every rule. And I teach this in MGU in my How to Create a White Space model. You need to look at what's the white space, again, is the opportunity between the existing prevailing model. So I give this operational definition inside of MGU. And when you look at the prevailing model. So for CrossFit, it's like, okay, CrossFits that are done like this, this is the prevailing model. Show me another prevailing model on the group fitness spectrum. It could be like an Orange Theory. There's a gap between those two. The thing in the middle is what we call white space. And if you can reimagine, meaning you have to walk in, like, you know, when you hear in businesses, like a CEO will hire someone who has zero industry experience in their particular industry, but brings them in just so that person asks all the questions that the current industry leading people, like a buddy of mine, he got brought in as the COO for a financial management company. He has no career experience in financial management at all, at all. But they hired him as the COO because they wanted him to break things. They wanted, like, why don't you guys do it like this? And they're like, oh, well, that's not how the financial management industry does it. And then he'd go, exactly. And that's what you brought me here for. You brought me here to fuck shit up. That's what I want you guys to do. That's what the finding the white space all about. Think about, like, why don't we do it like this in the beginning? Why have we been doing it like that? What if we did it like this? Well, it would be weird because we've never done it that way. Bingo, that sounds interesting to me. Let's keep at least thinking and talking about it. Instead of like, oh, that's different. No one does it like that. When I hear nobody does it like that, I instantly go, awesome. This is great. Let me explore this further. Whereas some of the old guard, especially in the CrossFit realm, they just want you to hold the line. Just keep doing it like it was, man. Don't shake it up. Don't have a fucking short barbells and get rid of the pull-up rig and have the rings and do tempo. This is what I heard when I started tempo training. And guess what? I lost a bunch of people, but new people walked in and nobody walked in the Urban Movement and goes, oh, is this a CrossFit? Nobody said that. Why? Because I gave myself permission to reimagine what group strength conditioning could look like, what group functional fitness could look like, and nothing looked like what we had. So it again, you got to take the time to be explorative, to study and research what you have and what you're doing, what else is out there, and you have to just be curious enough to ask, why do we go to the whiteboard every time? How else could that be done? How else could I explain what the workout is to a group of people? Okay. Stand-up, let me use an example of stand-up comedy. I'm ending this podcast. If you watch stand-up comedy, like it's like in the past like 7 years, you've heard of the round. So stand-up comedy, traditionally, there's a stage and it's someone standing on the stage looking at a bunch of people looking at them. It's this straight back and forth viewpoint. Everybody in the crowd is staring in the exact same direction at the one person on stage, and the one person on stage is just staring at back at everybody else. Then there were, I don't know, Dave Chappelle, or actually Louis C.K. was one of the first ones I ever saw do it. He was at the Beacon Theater, he did it. It's called The Round. And The Round is a stage in the center of the arena or the auditorium or the theater. And the stand-up comedian stands right there in the middle. So at times his back is to people or her back is to people, whatever. And then he has to move around the stage and look and do, but it created a different experience. But in the beginning, there was a lot of pushback from that. You know, other comedians were like, yeah, that's stupid. Your back's going to be turned to people. That doesn't make it feel like, well, that's a horrible client experience. But what they stopped, they didn't continue pursuing. Instead of them saying, oh, that's different, let's talk about it. They heard that's different, don't do it. And that's what a lot of these CrossFitters are like, oh, you're using torpedoes. You have deep stretch built into the workouts. Oh, that's fucking get no, God, like, can't you just stick with the hardcore thing? If you're gonna do something different, get the fuck go over there. Instead of being like, oh, that's interesting. Let's talk about it. Let's ask questions. Be more open-minded. And now, like, The Round, going back to the comedy, is one of the more popular models that you see today. It actually creates a more immersive, better experience for the client, for the audience spaces. And you'll see people do that, you know, in huge arenas now. So all this being said, I appreciate DMs. And you gotta not be afraid to use your imagination. If you're just not a creative imagine, you know, you're not creative, you don't have a good imagination, I don't have any tools for that. Unfortunately, you're probably gonna be pretty limited in what you can do business-wise. I'm not saying you have to do crazy things. You could be doing really boring businesses really well, but I do believe you need to be thinking of, how do I do this different? Not for the sake of being different, but if I am trying to look, make my thing to stand out. I agree with a lot of the statements out there. Boring businesses make billionaires, or whatever all those B's are. I agree. But there's also, for those of you that are seeking to separate yourself from something, or you're seeking to create something unique, you have to accept that you have to try to reimagine. And imagine is rooted in imagination. Be fucking silly. Think of things and just write them down. I'm not going to go through them. Go check out the course in MGU. how to find the white space in the fitness industry. I feel like I'm regurgitating most of this. But permission granted, go fucking reimagine your experience and everything you currently know and do is that's how we do it. Ask, what would be different? How can I do this different? And don't judge yourself. Don't say, no, it's dumb. Keep exploring that. All right. Permission granted to go fucking reimagine your client experience. All right, guys, until I talk to you in the next podcast, have a great fucking day.